When Anxious Thoughts Tie You in Knots by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6-7. No matter what the beginning of our year was like, once the pandemic hit, nothing has been the same. We don't act the same, we don't feel the same, and with partial coverings over our faces, we don't look the same. We're not certain about what will happen in the coming months and even in the coming weeks. So how do we face each day without worry and fear? What is the answer to our anxious thoughts? I don't want to give you a pat answer here, but I'm going to give you the only one I've found helpful. Prayer. And it's not even my idea, but it was from the Apostle Paul, who often was tempted to feel anxious. Paul, the one who would sing as he was shackled in prison, tells us how he found peace no matter what situation he found himself. We go to God. In fact, the only one who doesn't want us to go to God in our anxiety is the enemy of our soul, Satan. He wants us to devour all the news we can till we find ourselves tied up in knots. And there we sit, paralyzed with fear of the unknown and anxious thoughts that fly around our troubled heads like pesky gnats. Paul tells us to bring everything before the Lord because Paul knew God's character. God is sovereign, which means supreme. God isn't surprised by anything we discover. He's omniscient, which means he's all-knowing. He's omnipresent, which means always present. And he's omnipotent, which means all-powerful. Satan wants us to worry and to believe that God has forsaken us. God told us that he would never leave us nor forsake us, Deuteronomy 31:6. And we know God means what he says. He's not a man that he should lie, Numbers 23:19. So what do we do when we start entertaining some of those lies? How can we get our eyes back on the Lord? We can do this by corralling our thoughts and bringing them into captivity, 2 Corinthians 10:5. I visualize something to make this concept clear to me. I gather up all my thoughts and bring them to Jesus, and he hands back to me only the thoughts he thinks are worth keeping. And I'm not surprised to find the ones Jesus hands me are those that Paul talked about. God tells us we are to think of things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy. Philippians 4:8. Those are the things God wants us to dwell on. And isn't the Lord all of those things? And don't all those things pertain to God? When I go for a walk, I spend time singing to the Lord and bringing my concerns to him. I know God has given us access to his throne room. It's open all the time. Like little children, we can go right in and climb on God's lap, telling him whatever is troubling us. Nothing is too small, not to the one who created butterfly wings. So the next time your worries tie you in knots, take them to God. Knots are his specialty. Knots. I'm trying to untangle, Lord, these stubborn knots I see. But every single time I try, they're getting worse for me. And then I see him smiling as he takes them in his hands, and I just watch with wonder as he loosens every strand.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.